Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
I was telling Jerry before you joined, like, because he asked me, did Kobe ever play? And I was like telling him about like the magnitude.
Oh, yeah, that was, I remember that one.
So the Washington Park was like the real, we call it the real Drew, right? And when we say they're the real Drew, because it's like no sponsorships, it's no Hollywood shit, no courtside seats. You got to be there. If you ain't hooping, you really ain't got access like that. And it's word of mouth. So yesterday felt like the old Drew because Bron pulls up. The line is at 8 a.m. Like, you know, Washington Park right in somebody's hood. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? And it's standing room only. So, like, when you say standing room only, it's literally a park gymnasium. You know how park gymnasiums is? They're not big. You know what I'm saying? Right. And the bleachers be, like, literally 3 bleachers. So, you trying to stand up there, the fire marshal would not let that shit happen if you're blocking the baseline.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They like, nah. So, they'll come and be like, nope, we not starting this game until everybody clear out. So, they'd be like, move back. move back so we can go. So I was telling him when Kobe shows up, he had the sheriffs with him, and they walk him in, and niggas like, nigga, that's cold. But like, niggas ain't, you know, they ain't doing the shit what they did with Bron. Like, they not like getting on the court. Niggas ready to see him.
Right.
So he there, and he not even with that shit. He just trying to hoop. You feel me? So he get there, and James like, I'm better than you, Harden. James telling him, this 2011. Kobe coming off two rings, nigga. But James is coming. James off the bench with OKC. So he like, nigga, I'm better than you. Kobe like, like, fuck you talking about, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So they do. And I was telling Jerv, James is averaging 40 points per game in the Drew at this point, at this time. He just now figuring out that free throw shit. You know what I'm saying? So he had the Drew refs in a blunder. Nigga, niggas didn't even know what to call. None of that shit. You know, he fucking niggas up with the blunder. Bro, he hit niggas with all the shit, right? And averaging 40, niggas frustrated. Like, I can't guard him. You know what I mean? Like, he hit them with that shit, right? So Kobe, I guess, heard. You know, and niggas was saying, hey, you know, James might be the next best shooting guard. So Kobe, ain't, like, nigga, this is still my shit, nigga. So they going back and forth, bucket, 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 bucket. They both got 40, you mean? So, like, at this point, it's like the last 20 seconds. Kobe come down. He get to his spot. He miss. So James get an opportunity. Boop, 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 boop. He miss. Kobe get back to the same spot. Game that nigga. Puts his hands up. Everybody rushing. That was that picture I sent. Everybody rushing. You know what I'm saying? He holding his hands up. Niggas just going crazy. The sheriff's trying to push niggas back, but it's too late. They done mobbed him. You know what I'm saying? And it was like a magical moment because that's the first time. And then I was telling him when Bron pulled up, this Miami Heat Bron. So Bron did some illegal shit. The nigga threw it off the backboard. I mean, threw it off the wall. Niggas didn't call out of bounds. This is how much niggas dick eating. The nigga threw it off the wall. Called it. He had 50, but he was just giving it to niggas. I'm talking about niggas in the post. He fucking up their ribs, spinning, dunking, hanging on the rim, doing all this shit, bro. And I was like, yo, that nigga is him. Like, he really good. Yeah, like, this is my first time seeing this nigga. And that was the thing. I ain't never questioned, like, the nigga not good. But to see a nigga how his stature is, like, he really 6'8", 270 muscle. Right. And he moving. And think about this little-ass gym. He not in the NBA gym. He in a little gym. So he getting a rebound. Boom, 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 boom. Boom. You looking like, you got to guard that?
Nah. Yo, I love that idea. The nigga threw it off the fucking wall.
This nigga said this is how much they dick eating. They just let it fly.
Hey, man, you got to let that shit go, nigga. Nigga, Bron here, nigga. Fuck it. We rolling. We about to just, you know, bunk, 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 bunk. Nigga, that shit was crazy, though. Nigga banged out, dog. That shit was crazy. I'm like, this nigga's nice. So, like, yeah, it's just funny, man. I thought it was a great win for the city, though, having Bron pull back up with DeMar. It was crazy because shouts to the young boy that guarded Bron too, man. I know that niggas tried to meme him out, but he had a dub.
Yeah.
You know, he had a dub and that ain't an easy task.
And they lost by two. That's my thing. They lost by two. So it's like, my man like said, yeah, man, what y'all want? That dude's the best player, one of the best players in the NBA. I'm just some nigga. Like, y'all want to laugh, but like, that's actually like, yo, that's.
Yeah, I might, nigga, Bo Cruz me, nigga. Hustle. Nigga. Nigga, Bo Cruz me, nigga. Bo I just guarded Bron. On God.
I gave Bron 20.
Hot dub. I'll be getting it off.
I'll be rolling. I about to say, I'll be rolling up on ladies everywhere. Hey, you
heard of me? I'll be the Sons and Four nigga. Yeah, that's me.
Just change your Twitter handle. I gave Bron 20.
Yep. Put that shit in the bio.
That's crazy.
Put it in the bio.
But yeah, nah, definitely good. Man, that shit was interesting. And for the NBA to like start streaming it, that's amazing. Like, even though the cameraman was like drunk, I don't know what that nigga was watching with his eyes and not the camera. And niggas basically had a Bron cam. We couldn't even tell if the shots was going in at first.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, bro, what's up? What we on? But yeah, it was cool.
Niggas dick eating.
Oh no, it was nasty dick eating yesterday, bro. Nigga walks out first, Bron shake up LeVar Ball, like, yeah, nigga.
Hold on. Yeah, keep going. I want to show you. Oh. I want to show you guys in the context of dick eating. Hold on, because I saw this meme yesterday. I couldn't stop laughing.
So the nigga walking on the court, nigga's trying to lay up. It's a nigga like I'm like, bro, it's the middle. Nigga's trying to lay up and get this game started. And nigga's trying to get selfies, bro. I said, LA is the one city, bro, that we used to everything, but we not used to anything. Like, you can see the most, you can, at one random trip, you can see the most famous niggas, and niggas will get out their car with the whole traffic and go try to take a picture with a nigga. It's so wild to me, dog. Like, oh my God, bro. I was feeling secondhand embarrassment. Like, man, these niggas is grown. Like, and I get it. It's LeBron. Sticky. It's LeBron, bro. Like, I get it. I honestly get it, bro. This nigga is one of the best players to ever play the game. But
have some dignity.
That's like you dignity. Got a dad.
Niggas is sticky.
Oh, here we go. Shit. Can I send pictures in the chat here?
I think so. Can. I don't know why that's so funny to me. I don't know. Anytime someone uses that term, I just... The little kid in me comes out, and I just think it's the most hilarious shit.
I just thrown in the bomb chat.
Hey, the funniest shit, dog. I think nigga was saluting a flag like up at Home Depot. The nigga said, "Nah, the dick eating is crazy."
Yeah, I just put it in the chat.
Yes,
Dick Ryder. I got some crazy.
Yo, how much of this shit can we use? All the shit you just talked about right now.
Oh no, that's all part of the show.
Part of the show. All right, cool. Then
yeah,
boom.
Nah, that was part of it.
Hey. Cold open is over. Welcome to Black Opinions Battle, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. That's Black Trey with the drooling stories, dick eating. That's Big Jerm over there. We got a hell of a show. As you can tell, we already talking about drooling, LeBron showing up, and all the shit that happened. Also, Flatbush Misdemeanor. What a fucking hilarious episode, man. Kareem is just so goddamn funny. And we also have, there's no P-Valley this week. Thank God. But we also have, what else do we also have, guys? I'm going to draw on a blank.
I'm going to talk about my little week, man. Cause I had a moment too, man, where niggas probably would have hit me with like, damn, nah, you dicky. Yo, we can start off with that too, if you want, bro.
Let's start off with that. Hold on. Let me just say real quick, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where the Patreon is. That's where all the extra content is. The overflows, where we're reviewing the Supreme documentary about the Supreme team in Queens. We're reviewing Westworld. I just caught up on Westworld. I don't know what the fuck going on, but we'll try to make sense of it for you on the overflows. Make sure you're tapped into that. Also, make sure you're tapped in to the watch alongs. Myself, Zach Harper, Anthony Mays. We watch movies. We call it the Rewatchingtons. If you love Cinephobe, this is the next incarnation of that. So make sure you're catching that and all the other good stuff like the Discord and everything else. Patreon.com/countthedings. All right, Trey, tell us your adventures.
Yo, so man, dog, I'm out. You know, I got a chance. I had an eventful Wednesday. I end up going to Lloyd Banks.
Someone else was at that on. I posted on Instagram. I said, "Is that Lloyd Banks?"
Yeah, he dropped the album on Thursday. Shouts to Hovain and them. But dog, I'm there and I'm chilling and it's crazy, right? West Side Gun pulls up, and you know, he got like $1 million worth of jewelry on, and you just see all the grown men just say, whoosh, and just like. Camera lights running up, oh my God. Like, and I'm sitting there like, oh, like I get it, right? So my boy, shouts to Davion, he loves West Side Gun. The nigga's like, yo, get a pick. So I took a pick, like, from afar, like, here. Right. He like, nah, take a picture with him. Like, so I'm like, all right, bro. Like, for you, I'm going to ask. So here's the thing, bro. So we sit through the whole listening session. Shit's fire. Niggas is smoking, whatever. Chilling. Shouts to Chef Drew. Cooked up the, you know, he cooked up. And we were at the infamous Quad Studios. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're at Quad. You know what I mean? No big deal. So I'm sitting there. My man like, yo, please, 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 please take a picture with this nigga. So I'm like, bro. So the nigga walks out. I'm like, I'm already feeling nasty about it. So I'm like, yo, yo, Wes, what up? You know what I mean? I got a pander, first of all. I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? Hey, you got one of the best ears since Rick Ross, bro. Oh, like, man. So I'm like, all right, cool. He like, no, you know, you can't. Yeah. No, don't say that. You know, right?
That's and how
I'm
he
like,
sound. All
right. Yeah, you know how you know, he has that like, is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both good, you know, So then I was like, man, I really like that you put the crackheads on your albums. You like, you know, you allow them to get credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause he throw them over beats and be singing like different talent shits, right? So then I was like, yo, my bro, like he really fuck with you. Like he told me like he want to get a pic. So my whole girl takes a picture of us, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do with my hands. So, like, so before I even post a picture, I'm like, man, Davion asked me to take the picture. Because it was, like I said, it was a cool moment or whatever, but like, I like his music, but I'm not to a point of asking for a picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I genuinely listen to him, but my man really love him. Like, he really, like,
I'm gonna be honest,
taps in.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Trey. I could never, man. Look, this is how bad it is for me. Last week during Summer League, I brought my kid out one day. First time my kid's ever been to Summer League, right? So I said, you know, kid's 11, it's time. Figure out what dad does for a living and stuff like that. Particularly now there's a more of an interest in basketball or whatever. So I'm like, all right, let's go. Fly out in the morning. First place we go is to the Wynn. We're gonna go see all the smoke tape. Right.
Okay.
We walk in the lobby and there's Paul Pierce. So say what's up to Paul. Now, I know Paul, right?
Yeah, you used to work with him.
Like, I'm like, me and Paul are cool. Like, this isn't a stranger or whatever. I said, Paul, can my kid take a picture with you? And I died inside, man. The whole day, I'm asking people to take pictures like that. All people I know, Steven Jackson and J.R. Smith and all that. And I just like, oh.
This is gross.
So gross, man. And it's like, and it's for an 11-year-old, man. So it's like, it's not really gross at all.
Because 11-year-old don't know how to ask anyway. And you protecting your kid from like the Michael Jordan moment.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck them kids.
I'm hoping that like,
and your kid grows up to fuck one of these players, bitches.
Yeah, yo, my whole thing was like, I'm hoping like doing this now will desensitize, right? So by the time my kid is like 18, 19, like
it's nothing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's nothing, right? And it, you know, it's cool. Like when we were with Stack was like explaining how crazy it was, like the whole 2020 thing with George Floyd and stuff, and like, and how like his life changed pretty much in a way that I don't think he thought his life would ever change again after playing in the NBA, but it did. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, this is a nice, like, uplifting story, you know. And next thing I know, it's like, but at the same time, I'm like, oh man, I just feel bad. I felt dirty.
Oh, but so it didn't stop yep. there. So I had my own moment. So I don't know if you've been following, or I know you're busy and you barely watch my stories, right. But I've been posting every day that I'm wearing Tom Sachs sneakers.
Yeah.
Jervis so disgusted with this.
No, I just saw the group chat.
Oh yeah, those memes are
I just paid attention. That's kind of wild.
Those memes are out of control. I got so many of those that I use in the group chat, I'd be fucking crying. But long story short, we go to Tom Sachs.
Hold on, let me just describe it. It's a picture of Michael Jordan from like when he won that first time. That's the first time after his dad died, right? Yeah. Or is that the first title overall?
I think it's the first one because it's the white hat. So yeah.
So it's when he won the first title. You know how he got his head against the trophy and he's crying. But they photoshopped the trophy out. And in his place, they just put a thing. But the funny thing is, they put the base of the dick where the thing head. The dick head is out.
Oh my God.
Yo. Oh, shit. I cry laughing. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Man, okay. That's funny stuff. That might be the best meme I've ever seen.
Are we back yet? I was literally crying. Oh shit. Yo, man. fucking memes, man. Oh shit. Memes make the world better, dog. That shit's so fucking funny. Niggas is really crying over a fucking meme. Yo, so I had my fucking moment, bro, where I had been wearing these documenting these fucking shoes. And I've been like day one, day two, day three. So it gets to like day 17, day 18 or whatever. And I go up to the gallery. I know he's at the gallery or whatever. So I'm like, Jerry, mute dog, so I can finish the story. I get in the gallery, dog, and I'm like, looking at shit. And it's this line. So I'm like, yo, all right, cool. I don't know what the line is, but I'm gonna stand in line. I stand in line, niggas getting free beer and free wine and shit like that. So I see Tom Sachs. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna ask this nigga to like sign my shoe or I'm gonna take a selfie or something with him or whatever, right? I really fuck with Tom Sachs though. He's like really inspirational, my creative career. So it's not like a opportunistic type of situation. Like I really fuck with this man. So
yeah.
I get up there and he leaves. He leaves the area. And I'm like I was next. Nigga, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I get my wine or whatever. And I go back to the showroom and I'm walking around looking at more art. And I'm like kind of nodding at the artist or whatever. And I see him. So I tell my friend, like, yo, he right there. I walk up on bruh and I'm waiting. Like I'm literally waiting like a little ass kid, like, and listening to him and his man conversation. They over here talking about edibles. So I'm like, oh, this thing is wild, right? Already. Yeah. So I finally wait. Some girl just, whoop, hey, how you doing? My boyfriend's on FaceTime. So she talking to the nigga, like, hey, he like, hi, right? She says, can you sign this like bicycle deck of cards? He's like, nah, I'm not doing that. Like, because if I do it, then everybody gonna wanna, you know, get something signed. And I'm not trying to do that, but I'll take a picture with you.
No.
So I'm like, hey man, you know, hey Tom, nice to meet you, dog. You're a big inspiration. You know, I'm like, you see, I got your shoes on, whatever. Like, I actually stopped wearing all my other shoes. It's the first time. I'm like, it's really difficult for me to to do this, like wear one shoe consecutively. Because Amin knows me, like, and Jerry, you know me well enough. Like, I got shit ton of shoes and I wear different shoes every day. So this has been very difficult. So I was telling him this, and it was kind of almost like a testimony, damn near, right? So he's like, but he's bugging out that I got this many shoes. He's telling his wife, like, yo, there's these sneaker people that buy all these shoes, and I don't get it. They have 2 feet. Like, I don't get the obsession of this shit. Like, I don't, like, he's like, he basically don't even get the his own hype of his own shoe. Like, it's just a shoe.
Right.
So
right.
I'm like, bro, like, you know, I'm like, here, I'm showing you, like, every day I've been posting it. So it was one on, like, I think day 9 when I was selling all my shoes, selling some of the shoes, not all my shoes, because I still have some to sell. And it was like, fuck material things, you know, like, and it had another message with it. And he was like, that's the one right there. You know what, Trey? And he starts showing my phone to his partners, right?
Oh shit.
So I'm like, wow.
Did you have the do not disturb on?
Yeah. So he's showing
that's a terrifying thing. Hey, say this phone. Oh, let me
Yeah, so it's always that way, right? So he's showing everybody the phone, right? And he, you know, I'm like, yo, you know, da da da, this was a great moment, this and that. I'm like, yo, you want to do a video? He says, hey Trey, nice to meet you. On Less Do More. Hard. Just gave me a drop. Like, boop. I was like, damn. So I sat there and probably talked to that man probably for like 15 minutes, but it was like my dick eating moment. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, oh, all right, I get it. I guess you move the needle. You move the needle for certain things. You know what I'm saying? So I understand why people were acting like that about Bron, but my own personal moment, I was that way. And that's what happened. But it was cool. It was an eventful week.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got 2 cats and a dog. And Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Also, I had to pause myself, bro, for eating ice cream as a grown man on a waffle on a wafer cone. I'm walking around Dumbo with a double scoop.
Double scoop of ice cream.
And I'm just eating this shit like I'm a fucking 11-year-old, bro. Like I just said pause and just start eating my shit. Like I didn't even care, bro. So you know I'm just licking the ice cream.
Were you grown as hell, bro. Hey, were you eating like Sean Wayans and
Bro, and, I look like the Kanye meme, bro. Hey, I'm trying to catch the drill.
You wasn't letting no trap go.
When fucking Marlon hits him, slaps him on the back of his head, says, "Stop eating, you know, ice cream. That I put you on the court and make me some money.
Make me some money."
Y'all be right. I never really watched the Wayans Brothers show like that.
Don't be a menace.
Oh yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, dog, that shit. But I was eating it like that, bro. You know, it's a hot day. I'm at Ample Hills Creamery, like getting me like, you know, nice little walk by the water, and I'm eating ice cream. But I'm like, I know niggas like this nigga. This nigga, he sus, bro. I was just enjoying my shit though. I was really cooked up though, man. That shit was funny, man. I had to throw that on the rundown though, cause I gotta pause myself while I was eating that. Cause I'm just licking away like it ain't nobody business. Like I don't live in New York. Like niggas not saying, "Hey, yo." Yep, look.
Hey, Miss Lady, hey, I'm talking to you. How much for this candy bar?
$5.
What?
Hey, that's
give
exactly
me some sucky with that $5. Some love me long time or something.
You don't like? You don't buy.
Hey, look here. Just charge us for the chips and the ice cream, all right? Shoot. Hey, let's raise up out of here before I look up on these people. Hey, quit looking at damn ice cream like that before I put you on the corner to make me some money.
I feel sorry for your mother.
Watch Sean in the background.
What you say about my mother?
I wasn't doing all that.
I don't want to have
that nigga was going at it.
That nigga was wild, bro. He was going ham. That shit was
yo, like as soon as they turn around and he in the background, that nigga start going to town. Look at deep throwing that shit. Oh my god. Oh man. Good times. Glizzies and hot dogs, man. Glizzies and ice cream. Two summer delicacies.
I only eat quarter ice.
Look, man, I
gotta eat my shit with a spoon. Hey. Yeah.
You talking about the cone? The cup?
Yeah. Yep.
Damn, man. The
cup, always.
Nigga always, sexualizing always. Food, man. It ain't fuck, never I
look like, fuck, I look like with a cone.
Hey, man.
He said he wouldn't let a drop go by.
He had to get it off.
I wasn't about to let that shit get on my hand, man. I was cool. Look at Jerry. He about to fucking lose it, dog. We've laughed enough for this whole episode, bro.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Nah, that meme was the craziest shit, though. When we post the episode, I'm going to post that shit. When we post it tomorrow, I'm going to post it under the comments so the followers can see it. I know I'm going to get, like, niggas going to be mortified, like, what the hell? But I gotta post it
for context.
That shit is crazy, dog.
Oh my god!
Like if a nigga clip that shit gonna be crazy.
No. Oh my god. Yeah. So I guess we get into Flatbush misdemeanors.
Yeah, we got Flatbush.
Oh man,
I was talking to Dan through it too, man.
Oh man.
He said that he wrote that show and pretty much everybody killed it. But
oh man.
Yeah, no,
ever had peanut butter crawfish cake? That's gross. You haven't even heard the ingredients. I just heard two of them.
Kareem once again was the star of the fucking show.
This dude, I could have sworn his pipe was working last week. Yeah, because you didn't pay the water bill. That's right. But he's when Drew come in the bike shop, and he's like, "I know a place, but I can't tell you who's there." I, like, I don't care who's there. Just tell me where it's at. Like, good point. It's on. It's going on right now in Tilden. Said, "Oh, thanks, man. You always got me." OG's like, "I'm your savior." He literally yells at this nigga, "I'm your savior." Oh shit! But yo, one of the interesting themes in it is Kev is in this fellowship thing. He's doing the painting, and the white people are judging his shit. One of the white critics is played by Dan Soder, who I got to know a little bit. He's dating a friend of mine, so I won't say the friend's name because I don't know if it's a public thing or not, but whatever. So, yeah, Dan's a funny guy, whatever, but it's a fun first time I've ever seen him like this, you know, like because Dan's like a weed head. He's kind of like his hair is always kind of messed up and stuff. He got the beard, you know, but like in this case, he's playing like an art critic. So he's got the glasses and the tight shirt and his hair is kind of little bit of a haircut going. So I was like, oh, shit, that's Dan. But it's funny. Because Kev feels like, and no, it doesn't feel like they're doing this. They're doing the white people thing, doing the deep interpretations of shit that ain't that deep, kind of making comments the whole time and making and giving him unwanted feedback. And he starts complaining to the OG artist in the set. And she's like, yo, man, just give them what they want. You get what you want out of it. And he says, you mean selling out? She says, no, I mean buying in. And so I want to ask you guys, have you ever felt that, right? Like that,
yes.
Doing something would be selling out, and how did you navigate that?
I had to buy in. That was it. Because
what was the scenario?
Too close to home, but I'll say
okay. Okay,
you know, I created something, and I really wasn't personally feeling it, but others.
But they loved it. They loved it.
Yeah. And I had to take it. Like, it was a win I didn't want to take.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, it was like, yeah. it wasn't done my way.
I'll say this because I kind of went through a situation like this, not for me, but for someone I know. They were filming something in Las Vegas. And I participated in it, and I was like, oh, that was fun. This should be cool. And when I talked to my friend who's working on it, the reaction was very much like, I could tell, oh, this wasn't the vision that my friend had. And I felt that I was like, yo, but if it gets made, who cares? But then I also felt like that artistic tug and pull. If we could boss it over right here, Jerv. So I could tell y'all and let y'all know. All right, we're in Bossa Nova now. And so they're filming. And he is, you know, the king of. He's going to retire and that's it. Like he's hanging up his jersey. Disappears off the internet. Erased everywhere. No one can find it. And so one by one, these and we're black. Yeah, so I felt that tug of someone who had something that they knew was going to be a big deal, but also felt like that's not representative of who they are, what they wanted. So, Jerv, do you have any examples of where you felt like you sold out?
No, you know, I feel like I've been pretty 10 toes down the entire time, you know. I understand it. I'm not going to sell out.
Jerv just informed us he'll never sell out. Yeah, I hear the Tech Fleece and his Air Maxes. And
Yeah. On a more kind of sobering note, I do want to give a shout out to the comedian Jack Knight, who passed away recently. He was only 29 years old. This dude was talented as hell. He was a writer on shows like Big Mouth. He also did the voice of one of the characters on Big Mouth. He also had his show that he co-produced and wrote for on Peacock. By the way, he's 28 years old, not 29 years old. This dude is super talented and was super funny. Like, I've seen a couple of his stand-ups, and I always thought he was amazing. Bust Down was the name of the show that he co-created and starred opposite Chris Redd, Sam Jay, and Langston Kerman. I think we watched like one episode of it. It was really funny, but then it was behind the Peacock paywall, so we didn't watch the rest of it. But just a talented guy. And the reason why I thought of him right now in this moment, sadly, was because he's got a stand-up bit about wanting to eat his girl out. And she said, no, I got a shower. I just came in from work. I'm not clean yet. And he's like, no, I want to clean. I'm wearing Air Maxes. He said, I'm wearing my Air Maxes. It's all good. And he said, I want to taste your day. I want to taste why Sylvia got the promotion over you. I want to, you know, taste how bad that commute was, how bad traffic was, right? It's a funny creative joke by a funny creative guy. And man, it's kind of nuts that at 28, he's no longer with us. So young and yet already so acclaimed. He also wrote for Blackish in addition to Big Mouth. And of course, Bust Down, his show. He was also an actor, co-executive producer and writer on Sam Jay's show, Pause with Sam Jay. And he was in Chelsea Peretti's movie that's coming out soon called First Time Female Director. Dude's talented, man. And he's gone too soon. So condolences to his family. Shout out to his family. And thank you, Jack Knight, for the comedy that you gave us. You were a very funny guy. You made us all laugh. But I digress. I go back to Flatbush Misdemeanor. And so Drew shows up to the NA meeting, the Narcotics Anonymous meeting that Dan is at. Now, what should Dan have done? I felt bad for him because it's like you could see him get triggered and everything. But what was he supposed to do in that setting? How do you get rid of Drew?
He should have never ratted on him.
You gotta face it, man. And that's the crazy thing about it, because Drew don't even know that he ratted yet. So
yeah,
that's one thing that he gonna have to deal with.
Facing how? Like, what do you mean by facing?
Nah, wow. He's gonna have to face it immediately. Like, I mean, I don't know what he's gonna do. He's gonna have to tiptoe around for a little bit and find his way around it. But everybody gonna be like, you know, maybe the black dude that said I ain't fucking with no snitch gonna tell on Dan. Who knows? I mean, thinking about it that way. But yeah, no, that shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I think another thing too was the interrogations. I mean, where he was sitting with his lawyer and he asked for menthol cigarettes. And he said, like, this is for my Russian bitches. The menthol was. And yeah, dude, that shit was crazy, dog. And he pulls out the Newport and says, no, this is for my Russian bitches. You know what I'm saying? So he called him a fake ass Celino and Barnes nigga.
Celino and Barnes, yeah. That's just crazy.
Yo, was the lawyer, was that the same dude that was that was in the this one of the writers on the Michael Che show?
Was he? Oh, no, the older. No, not my man that's sitting in the back reading off his phone when they're doing stand up. You talking about that dude or who?
Yeah, that dude. No. That's not him. Oh, okay.
No, that's not him, man.
That's funny. A sick little mix up.
Yo, I sent that Michael Jordan shit to the group chat. Niggas not liking it, man.
Man, that shit crazy, dude.
I thought about sending it off, but it could go.
Oh, the funny shit. Yeah, it could definitely go left. Niggas gonna pause you up out the game. when the nigga was saying that he like asked, did he have a pet? And he was like, cause nigga fucked a goat. When he had all the restrictions on their dog, and then Dan came in the shop, nigga, with the cake flower on his face, nigga, and the sea looked like an ashy albino. Then nigga Kareem said he had a recipe for peanut butter crawfish cake.
Yeah,
nigga, that shit sound terrible.
Is that you haven't even heard the ingredients yet?
My nigga, yo, my nigga Kareem said, what did he tell him? He said, yo, this, what did he say? Kev told him not to pay Dan a time and a half or something like that. Like, come on, bro. I hope that he gets more and he's got more time from last year naturally. I just hope that every episode we just keep getting more and more because he's by far the funniest motherfucker on the show. Easy.
Who's talking about Kareem?
Kareem, easy.
Oh yeah,
like, it's just easy, and that's no disrespect. Everyone has their parts, but Kareem is just
everything. But you know what it is, Jerm? Everything he says is funny. That's why everything out of his mouth is fucking hilarious. That's why. Like every time, and it's the way he talks. It's like, hey, you go do this. Like the way he delivers his lines, mad funny. Yo, man.
Nigga say you think you too cool. You ain't me, Deanne. When the nigga Drew at the house, he talking to his man. He like, I don't even want to stay here with us. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, when he said, oh, she could Zayna, right? Zayna could come stay here.
Yeah, with Zayna us. Can like, stay here. Yeah. Nigga said, I got mad Pop Tarts in the back.
Mad Pop Tarts in the back.
Oh,
he told Drew don't touch something or whatever. Yo, he's funny too. He gets on my nerves at times because I'm just like, yo, come on, fam. Like, you ain't gotta just keep playing the game. Like, you can pause the game.
He's the lazy nigga that we all know. Everyone knows that one lazy nigga who got to answer for everything that involves him not moving or doing anything.
Everything.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think.
It's so many joints in here dressed like a Task Rabbit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He said, when nigga gave him the hug, he said, nigga, you got that crime. He said, nigga, you getting that, Kareem said, nigga, you got that crime residue on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, you got all that? All that grease on me, on my shit. Like, you got all that crime residue on my shit.
Talking about the bikes, talking about the price is too high when he met Dan's girl. Tell that to inflation.
Inflation. Yo, so what was Dan talking about?
His best line was, I'm pro-black when it's convenient, like Nike.
Oh, like Nike.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, that man is going back to jail. Basically, he said, man, Kareem killed it. Honestly, everyone's performing in this episode strong. I directed this one. I was really happy with everyone's performance. He said, Hassan's looks at me at NA was killing me because he was just shaking his head in disgust the whole time we were shooting. he said, also was happy when coming up with the hair splitting logic from Kareem for outing Dan's NA meeting. Yeah. He said, can't tell you who's in the meeting, but I could tell you who exact time and address. Also, Greer as the lawyer was his favorite. And he said, Kareem improv the where y'all be nodding off at. Yo, when he was explaining the NA spot, dog, that shit was sick, man.
Where y'all be nodding off at?
This nigga's the worst, cause he's, man.
Because he's, hey, that show is a wild fucking show.
You're not supposed to ask nobody that's in recovery no shit. Like,
wait, not. This nigga just heroined up, just fucking passing out.
He said, even Drew's line when he said good morning to the girl when he was getting the cake, he was like,
"Oh yeah."
He said it was scripted, but he really crushed it during the read every time.
He's funnier than I thought he would be.
But in The Wire, he was always the funny one.
I don't remember Weebay being funny. I remember Weebay just. I remember Weebe turning into memes, but I don't remember him being funny. Nah, like
he was funny. He was okay. Funny. Like when he got locked up, I was like, I was sad. I was like, man, we ain't gonna get no more Weebe, man. He was always dropping lines, man. Like not like a comedian funny, but like just like a funny, like funny nigga, man. I don't know.
The good
kind of like, kind of like, yeah, kind of like this, kind of like the way he's like, he's supposed to be like a bad guy in this, but he'll say, like, think about like the way he's looking at this dude with disgust. Like, that's not like comedic, that's just like, that's some shit someone in that situation would actually do. It's just the way he does it is mad funny.
I don't know why I just thought about it when he said, I'm killing this drip, when he had that Kanye West outfit on.
Oh, when he was looking like the Undertaker.
Yeah. Man. Everybody was roasting his ass.
He said, "How are you killing this trip?"
Oh man, too funny.
Niggas said, "I'm killing this trip."
Well, shit, man. Well, I think that's gonna do it for this week's episode. Make sure you tapped in on the Overflow. Remember, we're reviewing that Showtime documentary about Supreme Team, as well as reviewing Westworld. New episode drops on Sunday nights, and so Mondays we record, Tuesdays we drop for you. So make sure you are tapped in for that. The watch alongs, the Discord, all the good stuff that you get from being a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. For Black Trey, for Big Derv, I'm Amin. Stay black, motherfucker.